Welcome to Asking for a Friend, the podcast where we answer questions people are usually hesitant to ask. You're with me, Hannah T, and for this episode, so I am here with a fellow podcaster. He is the host of Kinaya, the podcast. Finally, I get to meet him via Zoom. Please say hi to Angelo De Leon. Say hi, Angelo.
Hi, Hannah. Thank you very much for having me. I think this is my second guesting on a different show other than mine. So thank you. Thank you very much.
That's so cool. Actually, this is going to be a very interesting episode. Because finally, since Asking for Your Friend is about to turn one, I feel like this is the perfect time to talk about stuff na usually hindi natin napapag-usapan sa ganitong platforms. And Whatever happens, I feel like this is gonna be worth it because this is going to be about one-night stands and FUBUs. So since a bunch of you guys are in my circle and definitely makala tayong lahat, syempre pag-usapan natin ang sex. And Ano ba yung mga kalat namin ni Angelo for the past few months, etc. Kung meron man, ganyan, pag-uusapan natin. So, bago tayo magsimula, syempre, mag-icebreaker muna tayo.
Okay.
Angelo, can you tell me yung pinakamalaking kalat mo regarding FUBUs or ONS, kung meron man? Go ahead.
I'm actually lift off the hook kasi wala akong experiences pa with FUBUs or one-night stands. Mm-hmm. However, I came prepared.
Yes.
Pumunta ako dito prepared. Hindi ka pupunta sa laban na wala kang bala. So, I asked for a friend. So, may RRL ako ng kalat stories from my friend. Now, ito yung pinaka safest kalat na kinwento niya sa akin. It was like at this party, some girl was hitting on him. I mean, via looks lang. And then afterwards, parang lumapit na sa kanya and then asking for stuff like kung gustong makipag-jowa and all kasi bet na bet yung guy. Tapos ang sabi ng lalaki kasi, yung friend ko, yung guy, was like, hindi pa siya ready for something that requires commitment kasi he has just been moving on from his ex. Alam niyo naman, di ba, when you're moving on from someone, from a painful experience, mahirap mag-commit on something new. Kasi the pain, and it's still fresh. The situation is still very fresh. So ang sinabi lang niya was, hindi ko kayang i-offer yung something that requires commitment. Ang kaya ko lang i-offer ay the private part.
Tama. At least malinaw, di ba?
Nilabas na niya out there na yun lang yung kaya niyang i-offer. Which for me is like, okay, you were honest. You were honest about it. But it was brutally honest. Pero yung akin, parang, kesa naman magkaroon ng expectations, di ba? Na baka mag-mature into something that is committal na. Pero, at least, di ba? Nailabas niya out there.
Yeah, that's honestly cool for a person to be actually honest about things like these. Kasi parang usually nakarinig tayo ng common stories about making the person fall in love with you. Tapos at the end of the day, hindi ka pala ready because you just got out of a recent relationship. And ang kaya mo lang talagang ibigay yung body mo. So parang maganda na at first malinaw agad yung intentions mo towards the person kesa yung iwanan mo siya sa ere or sasaktan mo siya, which I think is bad. So I think that's cool.
Pwede na daw kasuhan ngayon ng ghosting. So lahat ng mga nanggo-ghost dyan,
true,
makikita ko kayo sa Bilibid.
Ouch! Chari is guilty as charged. Charat. But anyway, okay, since walang na-share na kalat si Angela, I feel like the spotlight is on me, Cherries. But, ayun, I think...
It's on you now.
Yes. If you guys know me, you also know that I have an old podcast called Podcast ng Bayan. And over there, with Denver, with my co-host, I shared some kalat din before. And ngayon, siguro mas isa-specify ko na lang yung moments para lang merong... meron kayong konting background about FUBUs or ONS. I had my very... Actually, ito yung first and last na nagkaroon ako ng FUBU. We don't exactly say to each other na we're FUBUs, but we know na FUBUs kami. Kasi syempre, dun yung physical stuff, etc. Pero walang commitment. kumbaga, I like him as a person, but not that way. Like, wala kami emotional attachment and all that. And I feel like it's the same with him. I mean, ganun din siya. So, this happened because we both got out of toxic relationships. I was cheated on and siya rin. And ang dami naming similarities. So, parang naisip niya. Actually, it was him who thought of asking me if I'm open for it. And I said, yeah, pero it has to be discreet. Kumbaga, at that time, I was so scared of sharing things to people. Kasi, you know, the society and all of that. Ang kaya ko lang talaga ang pagkatiwala na yung aking circle of friends. So, sabi niya, okay, sure. Discreet. Let's do it discreet. Sabi ko. And, syempre, my rule is you can't have sex with other people because I'm scared of STDs. Yun. So, yun yung number one rule ko. Actually, he said yes to it naman kasi feeling ko rin naman he's not into that, like, into fooling around sa maraming tao, which I think is super cool kasi dami naming similarities na. But, I'm saying it, I'm putting it out there finally because I'm way past it. Slowly, nag-fade yung physical connection namin, mainly because I was starting to like him. It was me. I am sorry, guys. I couldn't handle it anymore. Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
actually, feeling ko naman talaga, in-expect ko na rin naman nung una na baka ako yun if in case matapos siya. Ako yung reason. Kasi hindi ako sanay sa ganong setup. Like, nung kinwento ko yun sa best friend ko, sabi niya, Hana, oh my God, is that you? Are you that kind of person now? I mean, you're turning into a hoe. Kumbaga, may hoe face na ako. So, ayun na nga, eventually, kumbaga, medyo lumalayo-layo na ako. Nakipag-usap pa rin ako. I still hang out with him. But every time he tries to make a move, I say no. Sinasabi ko na lang, busy kasi ako, ganito-ganyan, etc. So, slowly, dumistansya ako sa kanya. And then, I met my now, yung boyfriend ko now. So, inamin ko naman dun sa boyfriend ko na I was in my whole face before I met him, etc. And what's cool is I think he's also dating someone else now. And I think he's also into serious relationships now. So, I think he's doing well. And finally, I can say it out there. Kaya ko siya sabihin. Kasi, honestly, yun yung pinakamahirap na part. Kasi, syempre, naging friend mo rin siya. You hang out. Syempre, lumalabas din kami. Nag-food trip, road trip, ganun. So, medyo mahirap siya for me na parang tapusin. Kasi, girl, hindi ko, first and last ko siya. So, I don't really know kung paano i-approach yung ganung situation. So, yeah, that's my biggest
also, girl, physical contact, ang hirap pakawalan nun.
Yeah.
Even if you're friends, diba? You made physical contact. So
And, sige, mamaya natin sagutin yung ibang mga tanong about that. Kumbaga, mag-explain pa ako deeper. So, let's go to the next question. Ayan. Since we are into FUBUs and ONS in this episode. By the way, kung nandito ka sa episode na to at hindi mo alam kung namin ng FUBUs or ONS, FYI, FUBU means fuck buddies. Kumbaga, literally physical connection lang, sex lang, in short, walang emotional attachment. Pag ONS, one night stand, kumbaga, one night only, then
it's
after
a one-time
that,
thing.
Wala na. Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing less. It's a one-time thing.
Yes, ayan. So yon, ang next natin nagganap ay, can you share with me your pet peeve when it comes to FUBUs or ONS? Since you have no experience pa, can you share with me something close or something you know about FUBUs or ONS setups na parang for you, it's super off?
Okay, so for me, I don't know pero kasi with some of my friends, parang if they don't feel like the place is very hygienic or yung guy doesn't know how to clean or the girl doesn't know how to clean themselves, parang pet peeve yun for them. And it's also going to be a pet peeve for me because like, girl, ayaw nga natin magkasakit and then hindi ka marunong maglinis. Parang,
the true.
What?
Okay, so.
Also, yung.
Sige.
Go. Yung sige, kwento lang, ng friend ko. Okay. Yung kwento ng friend ko, yung naging one night stand, hindi, one night stand, FUBU pala. Yung naging FUBU niya, yung pet peeve niya at that time was, parang ayaw niyang tinatawag siyang daddy.
Oh my God.
Crazy, pero yun. Ayaw niyang tinatawag siyang daddy.
Okay.
So parang naging joke time namin sa kanya every time na inaasar niya kami. Tinatawag namin siyang daddy.
Oh my God. What kind of friends are you? Charot. What gets? Okay, question, Angelo. Since you haven't experienced any of that yet, if by any chance lang na you get into that in the near future, tingin mo, what's gonna be your number one rule if mapunta ka sa ganung setup? Kasi ako, for me, yun talaga yung number one rule ko. You can't have sex with other people except me. Like, aside from being discreet, which I think is an unwritten rule, yun yeah. yung number one rule ko talaga na you can't have sex with other people. So for you ba, what do you think will be your number one rule if you get into that setup?
That would be the first.
First,
no other people, yun din, parang you can't have sex with anyone else. Second, always use protection and lube.
Yes.
We don't want any STDs from other people, and we don't also want, we should be responsible true. With the actions that we do, especially with our physical bodies, diba? So parang, if you want to avoid that, then we try to practice safe sex as always. Use condoms, use lube, yon. Pero I think unwritten rule na rin yung maglinis ng katawan.
Although, I think mayroong iba na parang fetish nila yun. I don't know if that's true though. Pero for me kasi hindi. It's a no for me. Kailangan malinis. I mean, kung sakali man na your partner is into dirty sex, I mean, I don't know what kung anong tawag sa ganun. But I think you should know your audience. Kumbaga, like, alamin mo ano bang mga fetish.
Diba?
Makaka-fool around.
We're not gonna do a SeanCody.com, please lang.
Ayun. I think that's cool, you know, na you introduced safe sex. Kasi not a lot of people know this. Kasi I think especially the younger generation, I'm not sure, but syempre for some people who are not exposed to these kinds of information, it's very important to practice safe sex. Lalo yes. na if wala kang assurance na the guy or the girl is not having sex with anyone else. Kasi ang daling sabihin na, okay, I'm not gonna have sex with anyone else except you. But you can never be so sure, especially if you don't have an emotional attachment to that person.
Yeah.
So you have to actually see that you guys are using condoms, or if, I don't know, this has to come from the girl. You have to be sure that the girl is using birth control, etc. So this is an important reminder. If you are planning to get into these kinds of setup, we highly suggest, Angela said it, you have to practice safe sex. Make sure that both parties ay may consent, and at the same time, ma-assure niyo yung isa't isa na this is clean. And if by any chance na meron mong matamaan ng sexually transmitted diseases sa inyong dalawa, be sure that you will be there for each other. I mean, it's not required, but parehas kasi kayo nga sa setup na yun. So I think dapat meron kayong ganong expectations na if by any chance lang merong magkamali sa inyong dalawa, make sure you're there for each other. Kasi
properly communicate everything. Like, if in case nga na ano, magkaroon ng disease, let's say syphilis, gonorrhea, or something, parang you have to communicate it with your partner.
Yes.
As in, the barest action would be yung sabihin mo na there's something going on. Pero not just condoms and lubes, pero for gay couples, there is something that we call as PrEP, yung pill. I don't know if there are health or side effects sa ibang parts of the body, pero if it's something that will help you practice safer sex, if you don't feel like you want to use condoms or something, if you want to do it raw, at least be on PrEP.
Yes. That's so cool. I mean, there are a lot of information na hindi natin masyadong napag-uusapan kasi takot tayo to open up about it. But clearly, I mean, Angela said it, it starts with communication. Kasi if mag-create tayo ng enough na safe space for each other, it can save a person's life. I mean, AIDS pa lang, STD, etc. Sobrang laking tulong na na you open up about it and you ask your friends about it who got into that setup already para hindi na ulit yung mali nyo. Gets? So, ang dami ko sinabi, which leads me to my next question. Do you feel, Angelo, that it is important to talk about FUBU's / ONS setups to your circle? Why or why not?
I think it should be discussed. It should be communicated well with your friends, your inner circle, your peers. Mainly because it erases the stigma na kapag may FUBU or may one night stand, parang ang dumi na kagad ng tingin nila sa'yo na ano ba yun, ang pokpok naman nito, ganon. Pero kasi when it comes to communications like that, when you alleviate the discussion and when you try to continuously discuss it with your friends, with your family, with your peers, nawawala yung stigma. Nawawala yung prejudgments with other people. Kasi ako ha, I've always been a firm believer that that sex work is work. I know some friends who has friends na sex workers. What are sex work? I'll give an example. Chatterbait, OnlyFans, Just for Fans, yung mga content creators doon. So parang they do it for work so that they can finance themselves, they can finance everything that they have, and constantly yung mga kailangan nilang i-maintain for their livelihood. So it's work. So if we continue to get the discussion or the conversation going, mas nawawala yung stigma and yung judgments ng other people when it comes to FUBUs, ONS, and of course, yung mga sex workers. Because, you know, it's high time that we be inclusive in the conversation, in the discussion. I mean, if we're trying to be inclusive with LGBTQIA people, with women entering men's workforce, then we also have to be inclusive in all forms, like including yung sex workers as a valid work. Because it is work.
Yes, true. That's a very nice answer. Kasi I think masyado nating dinidemonize yung mga ganitong tipo ng trabaho. And yet, nanonood tayo ng porn. And yet, niluluhuran natin ang bawat nude photos ng ilang mga taong nakikita natin online. But we're not ready to talk about sex work, etc. By the way, since I introduced porn, etc., just a friendly reminder, if you and your partner ay nagkakaroon ng sexual videos or porn also known as porn, you're not allowed, reminder lang, you're not allowed to leak that, ha? Since we're there already, we're talking about this already. If the person tells you, it's a simple concept, if the person tells you not to do it, not to leak it, you're not allowed to share it with other people. You are not allowed to open up to other
you
people.
You don't share. You don't post.
Whatever the fuck happens, never do that. Don't be an asshole. Yes. Just a reminder. Mm-mm. And tungkol naman sa sex work, I think tama si Angela doon, no? I'm a firm believer that sex work is work for your personal reason man, etc. Whatever the hell is happening in your life, if you're a sex worker, you're a worker. Okay?
Yes.
It's a reminder to each and every one of us. Ayan. So, ang ating next part for this episode is gonna be interesting because for the first time we are going to be debunking or we're going to be reacting to some misconceptions or myths about FUBUs, ONS, and sex in general. I think yung mga na-research ko ganyan, very interesting siya kasi personally I feel like ito yung mga makaka-relate karamihan sa mga tagapakinig. So, are you ready to react to some of these misconceptions slash myths.
Let's do it. Ay, my gosh.
Okay, sige. So, simulan natin siya sa medyo malalim na misconception. Depression and casual sex are linked. Trigger warning for the people out there who are going through mental health issues. This is going to be about depression. So, it says here that linked daw ang depression at casual sex. What can you say about this?
I'm not really sure about that because, well, sex can be a release of stress, of problems. It's just like any other form of release. May it be drinking, may it be gambling, may it be any other things. So sex is part of it, but I'm not really sure that it's linked with depression. I think it can be a form of release, but it's not directly connected to depression.
Yes, ganda ng sagot. Ako naman, I think at some point, it may be linked, pero not completely. Kumbaga, ako kasi personally, I went through that phase na parang I was so unsure of my own worth. Na parang, kinag-question ko yung sarili ko, ganito, ganyan. But, tell you what guys, I'm not clinically diagnosed with depression, just to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi mahirap na sabihin na you got depressed and yet, hindi ka naman pala diagnosed. So,
yeah.
At that time, I was going through so much emotional stuff, ganyan, to the point na parang I feel so validated every time I have sex. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It just feels like parang feeling ko kaya kong tama ka dun, kaya kong i-release yung stress ko, kaya kong makalimot for a moment. But I can't answer this question in front on behalf of people having sex. So for me, it was a phase in my life na there was a phase in my life na I felt validated. Kumbaga, nalalat go ko yung sadness ko through casual sex. Kaya nga sabi ko kanina, diba, I went through a whole phase. So ayan.
But I think it should also really validate you kasi if it feels like you're being validated na kasi di ba your question, there will be times you'll be questioning yourself if you parang ang am I worth it, am I beautiful, am I still parang do I still deserve guys going gaga over me. Pero if you experience having casual sex and people parang tumitirik yung mata sa'yo, parang girl, you are worth it, you are beautiful, you are hot, you are validated by that sex kasi tumirik yung mata niya sa'yo.
Ganun yun talaga, diba? Yun guys,
ganun yun.
But yeah, I mean totoo naman, you know, at some point I felt validated kasi parang syempre when you satisfy another person, it's cool in terms of feeling, diba? But yeah, just to put it out there, I mean, if you're going through some stuff also and you feel like currently, parang mas nabavalidate ka in bed, you should know, girl, na for me kasi, it didn't go as expected. Kumbaga, tulad nga ng kwento ko kanina, I had a crush on him and it did not go well. So, parang hinahanap-hanap ko na yung ganung connection, ganyan. So, I hope you find the courage in you to look for other things that are worth it. I mean, minsan kasi sa casual sex, nakakasawa siya. Kumbaga, nakadrain siya. Especially if you're a person like me who's very emotional. I mean, aminado naman ako sa sarili ko. Nakadrain siya na you're hiding your emotions just for the sake of sex. So, yeah, I hope you find the right person for you. So, yeah. And I hope you're okay if you're going through this kind of phase. So,
masarap ang casual sex, pero kapag yung sa totoong tao, mas masarap yun.
Yes, true! Sobrang totoo. As in, sobrang worth it. Diba? Ayan. Sige, let's go to the next next misconception slash myth. Ito. people often feel used after one-night stands.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so let me answer that first since I went to the ONS phase also. The answer is yes. Again, I can't answer on behalf of other people, but for me, based on my personal experience, every time someone leaves the room, if you know what I mean, I feel used after that. I feel alone. I feel like, shucks, hanggang ganito na lang ba ako? ganong level. Alam mo, parang mala telenovela, ganyan, na parang mapapaisip ka na, is this person just here? I mean, syempre may time naman kasi na when you have a FUBU, gusto mo rin ng hangout, kahit movies lang, or kakain kayo sa room, ganyan. Pero, syempre kasi hindi naman naiwasan na after nyo mag-hangout, you fool around, you do the deed, then eventually aalis siya or ikaw aalis ka. So, the sad truth is, yes, sometimes I feel used. Back then, na, I felt like, nisip ko, eto na lang ba ang aabutin ko sa buhay ko? Hindi ko na ba makukuha yung real connection with a person or at least real friendship na talagang makakakonnect ko emotionally. So, yeah, it's a yes for me. Ikaw ba?
I think, I don't want to sound rude to those who practice one-night stands, pero I think oo din. Kasi, I think there's always a rule with one-night stands na parang once it's done, you leave. Kasi some people are like, they're trying to avoid doing other things kasi once you do the deed and then you did something more, parang magkakaroon na ng emotional development doon. Doon na magkakaroon ng parang, oh my gosh, hindi lang to pang one night stand. Parang gusto ko na itong seryosohin. Pero kasi sometimes, well, not sometimes, most of the time, people who practice one night stands just want to have a release too.
Yes.
Parang true. They just want to escape from an experience that haunts them or that is too painful for them to handle. So they do that release para gawin yung, alam mo yun, para makaalis dun sa situation for a brief moment. For a brief moment.
Yes. Well, that's pero the sad truth.
Yun, yeah, that's really the sad truth about it. I mean, anyone, not just girls, but guys also, parang after they have sex with people, na parang yung action lang. Yun, parang feel din nila na anong next, ganun. Parang makikita ko pa ba to ulit? Or ano bang next experience ko? Meron na ba? Worthy pa ba ako sa pangseryosohan?
Oh my God.
Worthy pa ba ako na parang kaya ko pa bang mag-commit on someone? The questions will really keep on going as you keep on doing the deed. Pero it doesn't mean na it doesn't mean that it's the end all be all.
Yes. Alam mo yung level of uncertainty na sinabi mo kanina na makikita ko pa ba to? May mangyari pa ba after this? Oh my God, yan yung pinakamahirap.
It happens.
Yeah.
It really happens.
Yan yung pinakamahirap sa whole face. Kasi whole face talaga, yun talaga yung term ko. No? Pero,
we call it that way too. Yes. The whole face.
Sobrang hirap niya kasi you want to be friends with that person. Syempre naman. I mean,
syempre.
You want that connection. Pero, hindi kasi kayo all the time in the same page eh. So, at some point, there will be questions at the back of your head na hindi mo kayang tanungin sa kanya. Diba?
So, hindi kasi kayo pwede mag-chummy-chummy. Parang, hindi siya kagaya ng ibang tao na pagtasi magpakitaan ng katawan, pwede na kayo mag-chummy-chummy and all.
Yeah.
Hindi pa talaga parang, lana, alis na lang. Ganun.
Yes. So, honestly, yung swerte ng iba na meron silang FUBU na you can be a friend to that person as well. But, syempre, for some, hindi naman ganun eh. So, mahirap yung ganung face. Honestly, nakaka-drain siya. So, nag-decide na rin ako na, okay, I have to stop. Kasi it's not for me. It's no longer fun. Wala na yung fun. Naka-pressure na siya. So, ayun. Ang hirap talaga, promise. Parang dinidiscourage natin yung mga tao mag-ano. No?
O hindi, if gusto nyong magpaka-whole face, go lang. I mean, it has to come from you na gusto mo talaga siya. And if you want to leave, it has to come from you din.
Yes.
Hindi yung nape-pressure ka from other people na, ay sila nakipag-sex na at this age, parang kailangan ako din. No! Girl! My gosh! At my age with my friend groups, marami na akong kaibigan na may mga experiences. At ako, eto, virgin pa din, pero, ano, I don't think having sex is sexy. Having the depth of knowledge to know what is valid is sexy. Intelligence is sexy.
Also, it's just us telling you guys na you should watch out for these things if by any chance dadaan kayo sa gantong phase. It's just us reminding you that may times talaga na there are things we can't control. Like, for instance, how the person, the partner thinks na parang hindi pa siya ready for it. And you have to be prepared for that emotionally, physically, mentally. So, no pressure, guys. If you're not into it yet, or if you're not that kind of person who's into FUBUs or ONS, if you're that person who wants to be in a relationship first, who wants to get married first before getting in bed, that's perfectly fine. That's valid. Girl, sobrang valid yan. 2022 na, I think it's about time to tell these people that hindi natin pwedeng i-pressure yung isa't isa, especially if it's about that physical connection. So, that's perfectly fine.
Yes, it's different for everybody and that is okay.
Yes. Ayan. Sige. Let's go to the next part. Which one do you want first? Chariz. Pili ka. 1, 2, or 3?
2.
Okay, 2. This is related to what we just talked about.
Okay.
Everyone is having sex.
Well, everyone is engaging in sex.
Yes.
But not all are into sex.
True. Did you guys know that there are people who are not into making out? I mean, hindi sila na-turn on sa ganon. Medyo platonic yung relationship nila. May ganong nag-exist na relationships. If by any chance, hindi nyo alam yun. It's possible. And to answer that, it's not true. Not everyone is having sex.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Is. Okay. Next one. You have to come when you're having sex. Ako.
Oh, no.
Ako, napakalaking misconception ito. Kasi parang for us, the end point every single time we get in bed is to come. Which I think is wrong. And I think personally, it's not true. Did you guys know that there are people out there na sobrang tagal to release? It will take them so much time to release, mainly because they watch stuff online and every day nagaganon sila. And when it comes to the real deed, it takes them
hirapan na sila
a while bago mag-release. And that's okay, by the way. So this is not true. Definitely not true. And you can fool around in bed without coming. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's
coming from experience. Wow. Coming from an experience of my friends. Hindi naman daw talaga required na labasan or something. Parang yung sa kanila is, until it fills up your libido for the night, you're good to go.
Yeah, pero, that's true.
Parang hindi mo kailangan magkaroon ng release palagi na yung, alam mo yun, parang may lumalabas sa bodily fluids from your body. Hindi naman kailangan because some people are afraid too na pag lumabas or something, baka may mangyaring ibang bagay.
Yes.
Like my friend has this friend na accidents happen. Shit happens, guys. And one way or another, nakabuntis. Diba? So parang yun. It's not required. Pero if it does happen, be responsible. Know how to do things and know how to troubleshoot things when things go wrong.
That's true. And before we get into that, naisip ko lang, there are also people out there who feel satisfied na kahit hindi sila mag-gum, as long as the partner comes, that's fine with them. Kasi yun yung level of satisfaction nila eh. So that's okay. And there are people out there na okay na sila sa kahit 5-minute quickie lang, etc. Did you guys know? It's possible. It's so possible.
It is possible.
And it's perfectly fine. Kasi sex is not always about coming. It's sometimes just showing the amount of love or affection you have for the person. Or if sobrang libog ka lang, ganyan, gusto mo lang ipasok, ganun. That's perfectly fine. It's okay. And it doesn't always have to end with coming.
Pero if in case you did come, I mean, I'm speaking for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
If it does happen that you come or your partner comes, parang you help the other person din to have a release. Para, kasi sometimes yung iba parang nabibitin, parang blue balls or something. That's the term, blue balls, kapag nabitin. Parang help your partner out na lang din para it's fair. Pero if your partner does not come, then you cannot come then. So, yun. Pero it's always has to be a choice. It always has to be communicated well with your partner kung gusto bang magpalabas or something. Pero kung hindi, edi okay lang.
Yeah, that's true. At the end of the day, dun pa rin mag-apply yung communication nyo sa isa't isa. If yes. The person tells you na, oh, I want to come. I feel like I want to do it. Help them. Or you can tell the person, I can't come. I don't know why. That, it's okay.
Mm-mm.
Man, it's
dapat pati sa kama, may bayanihan, Diyos ko.
Rules. Ano ba 2022 na, guys? Charis. Ayan. Okay, let's go to the last one. This is very interesting.
Mhm.
Ayan.
Uh-huh.
Real life sex is like pornography. Go.
No. Ayan. Una sa lahat, no. It's either real life sex is messier or it's cleaner than porn.
Yeah. True though.
And also, yung porn, grabe. Sobrang kalat ng mga storylines ng porn. Delivery guy, biglang nakipag-sex. Gym instructor, biglang nakipag-sex.
Doktor, paka mo.
Doktor, sa mismong hospital bed, nakipag-sex. My gosh. Teacher. Professor. Parang, girl, these things happen. These things do not even happen in real life, di ba? Parang, ano, meron bang doktor na paghiga mo, biglang ayain mo na lang, tas G? Parang, alay sa katotohanan.
Pero di ka sure, charot.
Well, oo. Kasi, meron din akong mga nababasa na talagang mga wild encounters. Pero yes. It's very rare. It's very rare that things happen.
But yeah, true. Also, we have to be reminded that people there are paid actors. Sometimes, kaya nagiging far from reality yung scenes is because, syempre, those are people's imaginations. And you know how wild imaginations can get, right? So it's not true. It's not true. And majority of the paid actors there are very physically fit, very kumbaga parang sobrang unrealistic nung pagpapakita ng bodies natin.
Diba?
And kaya nasasanay tayo na mag-set ng levels of expectations towards other people when it comes to sex. And at the same time, merong ibang videos out there na it's okay to come inside without actually introducing the idea of safe sex. And that's not cool. So
that is not cool.
Yeah, I mean, practice safe sex, first and foremost. So yeah, I mean, most of the time, actually, hindi nga most of the time, lagi, baka malayo siya sa realidad. So, just so you know, guys. But yes, ayan, how did you feel naman after reacting to some of the myths? Go.
I feel like, kawawa naman, naawa ko dun sa mga nakikipag one-night stand or nakikipag-fubu, if that's how they expect things to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, it for some people, it happens. Yung mga myths or yung mga misconceptions, it happens. Not, hindi man lahat, pero most of the misconceptions happen. Pero all the more, parang kailangan talaga mas alam natin kung paano makipag-usap sa katawan natin. Na alam natin kung ano yung mga bagay na dapat maging responsible tayo. Kasi yes, tawag lang siya ng laman. Pero yung tawag ng laman, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun, hindi mo na kailangan maging responsible for whatever that will happen next. Guys, kung maraming malibog, dapat marami ding responsable to address yung libog na yan.
Be both, guys. Ano ba? Charis.
Be both. Be both.
Ayan, sige. Since sobrang ganda ng reflection mo about it, I want to ask you, what are your top three reminders for people who are planning to go to FUBU/ONS setups? Or ano yung mga advice mo sa mga taong nandun na? Go.
Una, don't expect. Don't expect anything to escalate into things na you think it will happen or things that you think will fulfill your fantasy. Do not expect. Kasi it's not always going to be like that. It's still better if you find a partner to share all the romantic moments and intimate moments with. Pangalawa, ulit-ulit ko tong sinasabi dito sa episode na to, pero be responsible. Kasi hindi lang libido mo yung nilalagay mo out there, but also your own health. So be very responsible. I'm not demonizing or criminalizing you for doing such things, but I'm here to remind you that you have to be responsible in all aspects of whatever it is that you want to pursue on. Pangatlo, maybe just have a proper conversation, not only with your partner, but also with your friends who you would entrust what actions have you been doing lately. Kasi, una, it removes the stigma. It removes the misconceptions, the prejudgments, the pre-existing judgments. And also, mas nagiging communicative ka with your intimate actions, with your physical actions with people who you share the bed with. Kasi kung hindi ka communicative, hindi ka lang mamamanipulate, but your body will also be manipulated. So it's not really that hard to be smart in bed. Just have to really practice communicating well. Kasi if not, what else could go, diba? Yeah, that's for me.
Tama naman. Ganda ng sagot niya, no? It's very important to be responsible because at the end of the day, you're putting your physical health at risk. And not just that, the other person's health as well. And it's important to practice healthy communication, not just with your jowa, with your friends. Kasi ito yung mga unusual setups eh, na hindi natin masyado napapag-usapan. Na may FUBU ako, dude. Or I got into one-night stand with a person that I don't even know what's his name. I don't even know kung taga-san siya, but nag-ONS kami. Ganon. So, I guess, parehas kami ng advice ni Angelo. You know? But for me, it's important to create, aside from the communication, and I mentioned this earlier, the fact na you're creating a small step lang na I got into this, what should I do? Meaning non, you're saving a person's life, which is yours. And at the same time, you're helping other people know about it as well. Kasi natututo din sila sa'yo pag nagtatanong ka sa kanila. So, I guess this is a reminder for each and every one of us na if you're thinking of getting into FUBU or ONS setups, this is the time to talk about it. It's a sign, guys. If you're thinking of doing it now or tomorrow, mamayang gabi, I don't know, just talk to someone. It's fine. And it's not bad. We should start normalizing it. I mean, if you're not emotionally prepared for it, sabi nga ng friend ni Angelo, diba? He wasn't ready for it. And so, naging clear siya about his intentions towards the girl. And that's perfectly okay. Kasi not everyone is into relationships pa. I mean, into the real deal, kumbaga. What matters is how you approach your partner about it, and are you willing to take the risks? And at the same time, are you willing to avoid some risks that are definitely unhealthy for the both of you? So second advice, aside from talking to someone, is to be aware of things like these. Do your research. It's perfectly okay. Google is just one click away. You can watch a lot of videos ng porn, etc. So I think it's also okay na mag-Google ka naman dyan. I mean, just make sure that your sources are definitely reliable. And I think magandang practice na rin na you ask people or your friends who got into those setups, kasi reliable yon, definitely. Ayan. And then last advice, I think, is remember that not everything will go your way. And sometimes talaga may bagay na hindi natin makontrol. And that's perfectly fine. If you feel like it's not the setup for you anymore, you're free to walk away. Just talk to your partner about it. Like for me, syempre na-feel ko nun, hindi na ako emotionally stable. So, nag-decide na ako na, okay, para sa akin, ready na akong mag-into serious relationships. And that's okay. And remember, these kinds of setups are very risky physically. Kasi we can never be so sure about a lot of things. Kahit sabihin natin na that person is decent, we can never be so sure. I mean, ikaw nga, na you're hiding stuff then. You're hiding secrets. You're hiding your personal experiences to some people. For sure, siya rin. Always assume that. If you're going to assume one thing, assume that that person is not telling you everything. And that's safe. That's safe to assume. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is the end of that this episode. I mean, I had so much fun. I'm honestly super scared how people will react to this. But yeah, thank you so much, Angelo, for helping me out. I honestly enjoyed this. Yeah. Okay, so this is the perfect time to promote any of your ganaps or your podcast. Go ahead.
Okay. Oy, ginakabahan talaga ako to promote anything from other shows. Pero, yeah, hi guys. Listen to Kinaya the Podcast. It's a podcast on Spotify. Now, I also post a different show on the podcast but under the same title. It's SKL Podcast. So, Kinaya the Podcast is more of the wholesome topics. And SKL is more of like, okay, saan ako matatawa today? So, ganun yung ganap ng SKL and ganun yung ganap ng Kinaya the Podcast. But yeah, we're in our second year. So, I hope you guys continue to support and stream the podcast. And if you're new to listening to Kinaya the Podcast, hi, hello. Continue to listen to my episodes. Yes, let's go. Let's hit 2K. Ganun. Thank you very much, Hannah. Thank you for allowing me to have this moment to share with you the platform of your show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys learned something. I mean, medyo starter pa lang to when it comes to sex. There are a lot of topics that need to be talked about outside this podcast episode. And hopefully, by the next few episodes, nandyan pa rin kayo. So, yan. Thank you. Say bye, Angelo.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you very much.
That is it for this episode. If you like it, feel free to check out Asking for a Friend on social media. And if you're interested to collaborate with me, you may email askingforafriendthepodcast@gmail.com. See you around.